Okay, Grand Rising, Grand Rising, good day, good day. Born intelligent, rising to heal. This is a Monday, and where I am, it is 10:53, so it's almost 11 o'clock. I hope today is the start of something new and great for you all. As I aspire to achieve a goal that I have on my list daily. So I wanted to get on here because I missed the weekend. I usually podcast on either Sunday. The original date was Sundays once a week. And then I started Saturdays. Now I'm starting Monday. So I'm just going to let the audience know it's once a week. But I do admit that I need to do this podcast on a specific date of the week. So stay tuned for that, actually. I'm getting it together, people. I'm getting it together. So, again, born intelligent, rising to heal. Rise like the sun. Produce like the sun. The S-U-N. And reproduce. Keep reproducing. Plant that seed in the ground. Or in this case, plant that seed in your mental and go from there. And once you execute that idea, even more seeds will be planted. This is how reproduction is. This is the patterns in creation on an abstract level. And this is a reminding to myself that everything we see when we go outside, the trees, the grass, the sun, the sky, the moon, the beautiful flowerings, this is all in us. So things that we see in creation are things that are inside of us as well. And what's so wonderfully beautiful about this is that we can cultivate ourselves. And this is connected to having all the tools that we need in order to evolve into a healthier mentality. Because we are now thinking different. We are changing the way that we think. We are doing things differently from before. We are unlearning those things that did not serve us. And it does start with language, with changing the way in which we speak, changing the words that we use, because words have vibrations, words have frequencies, and words have energy connected to it. So, to them, rather. So, so everything begins with changing the way we think. And since my program is exclusively about mental health, changing mental health into having better mentalities, the way to do that is to simply begin evolving ourselves by, as I said, unlearning the things that were not of service to us. This is a program to encourage to begin healing, work on our self-healing, cultivating a human soul, right? And the way to do that, I believe, is to really, this is so, so important. And I know I always say it, but I'm going to say it again, is to begin eating clean, eating healthy, eating, drinking water, getting that fresh spring water, getting those electrolytes in our system and cleaning our blood, detoxifying or detoxing from the poison that we let enter into our brains, into our subconscious mind. Speaking of eating right, I was sharing with my mother how I watched the movie. I'm not even done watching the movie because it was just too disgusting to continue to me. Not even a movie, a documentary rather, called What the Health. And this was an eye-opener for me. I heard about this documentary months ago, maybe a year ago, but I never watched it for some reason. But I believe it's beginning to change my life, because some of the things that I've seen in the movie, in the documentary, the way that they do these animals, the way that the U.S. government allows the FDA, which is the Federal Department, the Food Department of Administration, that's what it's called, and the way that is, the way they basically lie on these labels and back of the, you know, when you read what's in these products, be it processed foods, be it, you know, on back of these meat packages, and all of this is genetically modified. When you see this documentary, it will change your life because it is life-changing. I immediately changed my diet. I'm not going to say I'm full vegan, but I am maybe 85% there. And I got to tell you guys, it really has changed the way that I look at things even more so. Everything is diet. That's why food, you know, they work so hard. When I say they, I mean the people who control the farms. Even if you own land, you know, you have the power to, you know, grow your food the way that you want to grow it. But after that, then what? The farmer can choose to sell this, give so much. I'm sure they may have to, depending on the rights of the, what's in the contract or whatever. I don't own any land, unfortunately, yet. I don't own any land yet. So I'm not sure how all of these things work. But say, you know, you're growing your own food on your own land. You know, you have like organic soil. You're raising your chickens, your cows to eat right, eat clean. And you are, before you slaughter it, you say a prayer over it. You know, so you are allowing by allowing you're allowing the creator to intervene to make it less painful or not even painful for the animal. You're not traumatizing the animal before you slaughter it, right? So you can begin to eat it, cook it, eat it how you want to eat it. But my point is that if you are not, if your objective as a farmer or a landowner is to sell to the grocery stores, whatever, however it go, just imagine what they do to the animal before they put it on the market to be sold. In this documentary, What the Health, you will see how these animals are being drugged. They give these animals drugs. Like, there's a such thing of an animal pharmaceutical industry, let alone the regular pharmaceutical, the pharmaceutical health industry or non-healthy industry for humans. Can you imagine what they give to the animals? And then you are in turn, you know, when you buy these animal products that are in the grocery stores, chicken, beef, whatever, you are consuming all of that process of chemicals, bacteria, fungus, everything that they went through to get in the form that they are in. That's disgusting as hell, you know, let alone the trauma. I mean, these animals are dead. It's important to eat raw, eat food that's alive, because of what our human bodies are made up of. We need food that has zinc in it. We need food that has magnesium in it, you know, and the best way to go is fruit. I make sure that I eat at least 2 apples a day, and I need a lot of potassium, so I do have to eat a lot of tomatoes and bananas. In fact, I need to make me a green salad with tomatoes and bananas. But anyway, this documentary, and I'm sure many of you have heard about this, if it didn't change your life, you really need to reevaluate your lifestyle and your eating habits, what you desire to eat. Even when I moved to Texas from California, I noticed something about the meat. First, beef. Texas is a very beefy state. This is beef everywhere. And secondly, the chicken, the texture of the chicken was very different from what I'm used to. The chicken was tasty. When you bite into the chicken, be it whether you fry it, bake it, whatever, it's like you're tasting that animal. It's more of an animal flesh taste to the chicken. So the chicken disgusts me. But even more now, I came up with an alternative for chicken. And I actually shared this on the last show, that mushrooms, any mushroom, any kind of mushroom is a protein substitute. And I shared on the last podcast, I believe, how I would, you know, mention to the people how my vegan fried chicken came out. It was so good. My family, who I, you know, let have some chicken, pause. My dad was like, "You tricked me," because the texture of this particular mushroom, which is an oyster mushroom, the texture is just like chicken. I mean, it's identical, but it's not chicken. So when you're eating this vegan fried chicken, although it tastes like chicken, it's not. The mushroom is white, and the texture is just like chicken. And it's so good. So that's an alternative, because I like fried chicken, but I will never eat regular fried chicken again, ever. And also another substitute, which I have yet to try, because going vegan is very expensive. It's, well, you know, your health, there's no price on my health anyway, you know. But there shouldn't be a price on anyone's health. So the cost doesn't matter. What matters is just getting it right when you cook it. That's what matters to me. And there's another mushroom that is a substitute for red meat, and that's the Maine's lion. The Maine's lion mushroom. And it's actually red in the middle because I've seen it done on YouTube. I follow Tabitha Smith. And what I noticed is that the mushroom is red in the middle and it's shaped like a steak. So I have yet to try that because I love smothered steaks. All what I want to do is try to smother it or maybe just put it in an oven. I don't know. And another alternative for red meat like beef, like if you're making spaghetti or if you're making nachos rather. So you take some pecan walnuts, you soak them, and after you soak them for like 30 minutes, some people do it longer, but 30 minutes is good. This is to soften the walnut up, I'm assuming. And once that is, you drain the walnuts, you put it in a is it called a blender? Yeah, you get a blender, but you put it on chop to chop them up. And what it turns into, you know, little pieces like ground beef, actually. And then once you chop them up, you put it in a bowl or something to make it, you know, get all the walnuts out. And then once you saute your onions and, you know, your garlic, whatever you like. I love a lot of different onions like bell peppers, shallots, garlic, especially that purple garlic is so good. But once you do that, you saute it and then you put the chopped walnuts from the blender, you put it in a pan and you cook it with all this stuff, with all your onions and everything. And then, it browns more, you don't have to let it brown because it's already brown. You just let it soften up and then you put your seasoning, give it some pretty color. You put all your good flavors in it and I swear it looks just like ground beef. I mean, it's just simply amazing. And another thing is what I know, which is extremely good for my health condition, is sweet potato. But not only sweet potato, purple sweet potatoes. It's just something about that purple. The color, the more color, the better your food, period. But you get you a purple sweet potato, put it in an oven for about an hour or so and, you know, let it get soft. You know, and then you take it out. Naturally, you take it out of the oven, cut it in the middle, you know, put butter it up, get like heck of butter. The sweet butter is what I prefer. I don't like that salty butter. And then you open it up and put cinnamon. Sprinkle you some cinnamon all around it. Oh my God, it's so damn good. The point of me, you know, bringing all this up, these different suggestions is because not only that I'm changing my diet, but what I am learning is that my lifestyle is changing. My lifestyle is changing and my desire for, you know, what, like eating the chicken and the beef and even the fish. The fish is disgusting because once you watch that documentary and you see how they do these fish, you will never go back. I don't care, you know, how fresh the fish is. I don't trust it. I don't trust none of this stuff. But anyway, get that cinnamon on that sweet purple, that purple sweet potato. It's so nutritional, you know. It's so nutritional, it's so filling, it's so good. So I am, you know, just sharing these things because this is about mental health and coming into better healthier mentalities, and the best way to do this is to just change the way that we eat, also what we listen to, what we choose to engage with. All of this comes with a combination of lifestyle. It's like we have to organize our day around, you know, our food, what we listen to, what we choose to enter into our spirit, how we choose to exchange our energy, right, with people who are like-minded. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm solo, meaning that I don't be around a lot of people who are not on the same frequency as I am, who do not, you know, I don't care about one's belief, because a belief is a belief, but a collective who don't use common sense, it can become an offensive environment in a way, because the things that you may want to say to them, you don't know how it's going to be perceived or received, rather. And even if it's received, your duty is not to change them to, like, you know, subscribe to this or that because you know something different or perhaps something better that can be a service to them. Because once someone is accustomed to a way of living as far as a lifestyle, it's certain habits that come with that. And some of the habits that we have can lead us or leave us where we are because we're comfortable. We're comfortable. We don't want change. We don't want to leave the way, you know, like this is an example, right? It's like someone who smokes cigarettes and they've been smoking cigarettes for years, but they know that, okay, this is killing me. This is a slow death, right? All of the, you know, just smoking is bad for you, you know, especially secondhand smoke. Someone who don't smoke, but you around a person 24/7 who does, this stuff is deadly. So what sense does it make to keep stressing to them or telling them, you know, you shouldn't smoke, you know, that stuff will kill you, you know. But this is something that's settling for them. Like, it's like, really, you're settling. You're not invested in yourself. You're settling. Okay, I'm going to smoke cigarettes. This is what I've been doing. This is what I'm used to. If I stop smoking, I'm going to have to change. I'm going to have to change. And that's just too much work for me to do. You know, things like that. So it's the same way, you know, with someone who has a particular type of behavior that is not, has not been serving them, or a behavior that is beneath someone or people who they like to be around, because this is something that makes them feel like, you know, they need someone to feel validated, whatever the case may be. You know, I'm just freestyling on that part right now, but I think you all can get the message of what I'm saying, is that you have to let people, you know, live their life and just hope that they will learn. And if you are around someone who, or people who do not, who are not willing to change their thinking habits or change their diet, the way that they eat and everything like that, you know, you just have to be an example, to them. That's the best way, is through example instead of preaching to them, you know. And then that's all you can do. And then you have to leave it in the Most High's authority, you know, if they're going to follow that authority, the Most High's authority, or, you know, the rejected enemy's authority. And then you can't even blame the rejected enemy, because something in a human soul knows better. Your soul tells you if this is good or not good for you. So that's very, very relevant to this discussion. So I'm going to go over a few things that I mentioned. And by the way, I don't write nothing down. I just speak from the heart, and I speak in my thought pattern. That's why I be everywhere sometimes. But what I hope to is to remain in the context of mental health, because that's what this is about. And I forgot to give my disclaimer. But I think you all get it. You all know that I'm no mental health expert. I'm not no physician. I'm not no therapist. I'm not no healer by name. No healer as far as credentially. I am a healer by nature because I am a mother. I am a self-healer because I heal myself, meaning I don't 100% rely on the physician or the doctor or a specialist even. It's very important if you have a physical condition to take your meds, but it's very, very important to take natural supplements as well with your medicine. That way the body, you are not being attacked by whatever medicine that you're on. You are evening it out, I believe. This is what I try to do. I try to even it out, or even not evening it out, just taking even more. Like if I take the medicine that I'm on, if I'm taking that once a day before I go to sleep, I make sure that I get up in the morning and do my black seed, my chlorophyll, my fruit, my natural juices, and all of that. That way my immune system has a better chance at defeating this thing that I have, whatever I'm fighting, to win, to make me better, right? It's all about the immune system, the immune system, the immune system. So yeah, I'm a self-healer, and I am a healer by nature, a natural healer, and I'm still learning. So that's my disclaimer. And if you are having trauma from past experiences or in the present now, if you need to speak to a physician, they have online, they have hotline numbers that you can call in your area. All you got to do is Google it. If you don't have a computer, you can Google it on your phone. Emergency numbers about how to deal with my trauma that I'm going through. You can even type the whatever it is, you can type it in and request to speak to someone, and I'm sure various numbers will come up. So yeah, so don't just rely on following the doctor's orders. Follow your gut, follow your instinct. If you think that something is not right, or if you need answers to questions, like I said, call them hotlines, call them numbers, ask those questions. And if it don't make sense to you, follow your gut, G-U-T, which is the lowercase G-O-D-N-U, or lowercase G-D, because that word God is backwards, it's dog, and we don't want to ascribe anything that the Most High did not sign off on. We say astaghfirullah, which means, oh Allah, forgive me, or forgive me. Because we don't want to debase the Creator. We don't want to put the Creator at the lowest form of an animal. Whoever made that up is very manipulative and it's very deceitful and evil. So, you know, this is the end of this discussion. I am at work and my client will be up soon. So a few announcements. God willing, capital G hyphen D, I will be sharing some of the excerpts from Surviving Oakland next week. And if you want to get Surviving Oakland, you can go to Amazon. You can order off there, and you can even order off Barnes & Noble. And you can also be able to email me and get a signed copy. The books are only $20 plus shipping and handling. But in that email, I'm going to say it now. EYE_C@yahoo.com. Email me your name, number, full address, not number, I'm sorry. First name, last name, your full address with zip code. Please put the zip code and also where you got the information from, meaning my email, so I can shout you out on my podcast. So another thing, Birth and Manifestation merch online store. I am no longer taking orders off the store, but I am taking orders by you inboxing me or by you sending me an email on that same email, and we can go from there. I am now promoting my designs on my Facebook and on my IG. My IG is at Meena's Birth, MeenasBirth. Meena at Meena's Birth, and my Facebook is my name, AmeenahAdcock. You can find me on there. Also with theverseplace.com. No, theverseplace.wordpress.com rather. Continue to support that effort in reading my articles that I've written. And to be quite honest, I have not written any new content yet on there, but I'm going to be doing some changing things around on my blog, hopefully to make it easier for visitors to find things. And look forward to me speaking more on this podcast about the language, changing the language that we speak, which I believe is 100% attributable, if that's a word, to our mental health. So look forward to that. In fact, I am going to be posting or reposting an article that I've written related to social justice, and I really, really would love for you to read it and leave a comment. Please leave a comment on theverseplace.wordpress.com. And yeah, look forward to great things to come, and I look forward to growth. I look forward to human development, human excellence. I look forward to revisiting Born Intelligent Rising to Heal once a week. And if you want to be a co-host, or if you want to visit my podcast to speak about your personal story, feel free to send a message. So, good day. Thank you. Have a productive and creative day on purpose. and peace out.